What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Factor Report. I'm Caleb Burlingame, and today we're going to be filling out our official 2021 Factor Report March Madness brackets. This is the Factor Report. So in case you didn't notice from the intro, I am missing my awesome partner Luke Gremmen this week as he is taking the week off. He will be back next episode though. Alright, so first for the quick news, we have massive news for the men's basketball team. EMU men's basketball coach Rob Murphy has taken a contract with the Pistons G League team and will be parting ways with the Eagles. Obviously, we interviewed Murphy in the past. He's a great guy and a great coach. Best of luck to him on the Pistons, and now EMU has a chance to get a new head coach and have a new start after a lackluster season. Into the quick news on the records of the other EMU teams, the men's baseball team is 4-5 and will play against Akron this weekend. The men's cross-country team placed 172nd at Nationals this past weekend, take that as you will. The men's and women's track teams travel to Tampa, Florida today and will compete in the Bulls Invitational. Gymnastics has continued their strong streak, moving to 16-5 on the year. They will compete in the MAC Championships on Sunday, and personally, they're my favorite to win it. Women's rowing plays Bucknell, Alabama tomorrow. Women's soccer is 2-1 and will play Ball State on Sunday. Women's tennis is 6-6 and plays today against Western Michigan. And finally, the women's volleyball team is 7-8 and will play Miami of Ohio today at 7 p.m. Hopefully they can turn it around. Best of luck to Frankie Streffling. Special shout out. So into today's episode, this is more of a lackadaisical episode where we're just going to be filling out some brackets, talking some good March Madness, and I'm going to give you the rundown on each of my picks and why I picked them. So let's start out with the West region. The number one seed in the West region, as we know, is Gonzaga, the undefeated giant on the season that hasn't had much trouble defeating anyone, even though they play in a Cinderella conference. So the first matchup we will talk about in the West is the number one seeded Gonzaga Bulldogs versus the Norfolk State. Oh boy, I don't know their mascot. Never mind. But obviously in this matchup, folks, Gonzaga's got the upper hand. A 16 seed has only won against a one seed one time in history. And that was in 2018 with the UMBC team out there that they beat Virginia. So I really don't see Gonzaga losing this game. Norfolk State did win their play-in game, but it's Norfolk State, people. Gonzaga's going to win this matchup. Next up, we have Oklahoma versus Missouri. This is a solid 8-9 matchup. Oklahoma is obviously the more prominent program in college basketball, but Missouri's no slouch either. If you're making multiple brackets, I would switch this pick up no matter where you go, because both of those teams are probably going to lose the next round. Personally, I'm picking Oklahoma to take this matchup just because I like them more as a program. I think their coach is better, and I think they have the better overall seeding. So moving on from that, we have number 5 Creighton going up against number 12 UCSB. Now Creighton has struggled sometimes this season. They have had some bad losses and have had struggled to beat good teams. So in this matchup, you can't automatically just give it to Creighton. UCSB is strong, and if you are making multiple brackets, I would put them as an upset in some. Creighton's not a team that's going to go very far in this tournament, so you could get some points easily by picking that upset. In my bracket, though, I have Creighton winning just for the sake of it being my overall bracket, and I'm not picking too many upsets in the first round. Moving on, we have a very notable matchup that ESPN has highlighted as the potential Cinderella of this tournament. Number 4 Virginia versus number 13 Ohio. If you go to ESPN right now and look up their favorite Cinderella teams for this dance, you're looking at Ohio beating Virginia. Virginia does not score the rock very well, and they don't score very often. Ohio's had a great year and won their conference and could be coming in very hot and looking to beat Virginia. Overall, though, I think it's really hard to pick Ohio over Virginia just because Virginia is such a good team. They won the national championship 2 years ago, and they're still riding that postseason high. Overall, I think Virginia takes this, but you could clearly make a case for Ohio. Moving on, we have number 6 USC versus number 11 Drake. Drake just pulled out a win last night by 1 point over Wichita State, and they will be riding high going into this matchup against USC. Drake isn't that strong of a team, and USC has had a great year, but I'm feeling Drake for some reason, people. That's sometimes in brackets, people, you just got to pick who you're feeling. Get that gut feeling and just pick it. In this matchup, I have Drake beating USC. USC has sat out, has not played a game in 2 weeks. And Drake, they're feeling it. They won against Wichita State, who was no slouch last night. So if you're looking for a first-round upset, look for Drake. Next up, almost finishing the West bracket, we have Kansas versus East Washington. It's Kansas, folks. It's Kansas versus East Washington. The odds of East Washington winning are about as good as the Eastern Eagles winning against Kansas. So if you want to go for an upset pick that's not going to go very well, pick East Washington. But obviously, Kansas wins this matchup. Next up, we have Oregon, the 7th seed, versus the 10th seed, VCU. Overall, Oregon has had a great year. VCU has been slightly above average, but nothing perfect. So I have Oregon taking this matchup pretty easily. And finally, to finish out the West region, we have number 2 Iowa versus number 15 Grand Canyon. Grand Canyon won their conference. That's the only reason they're in the tournament. But Iowa, we've seen them all year in the Big Ten. They're monsters. Take Iowa to win this one. Moving on to the second round in the West, we have, for my matchups, we have Gonzaga, Oklahoma, Creighton, Virginia, Drake, Kansas, and Oregon, Iowa. So the first matchup, Gonzaga, Oklahoma. I have Gonzaga taking this one. They're monsters. Nothing more to say about that. Gonzaga and Oklahoma. Oklahoma will probably make it a close game, but Gonzaga takes it in the end. Secondly, we have Creighton and Virginia. Like I said before, Creighton isn't a very strong team. I think they're one of the worst 5 seeds in March Madness right now. Although Virginia does not score very well, I think Virginia takes it. Next matchup, we have Drake and Kansas. Again, Drake might have had one great win against USC if they pull that out, but they're not beating Kansas. It's Kansas, folks. Next, Oregon and Iowa. In 2 of my brackets, I've actually picked Oregon to upset Iowa because they're a very strong team and they match up very well with Iowa on the center's position. But after watching Iowa in the Big Ten tournament, I think Luke Garza is going to take over. I think he can do really well in these clutch moments. So I'm picking Iowa to move on. On to the Sweet 16 in the West bracket for a ticket to the Elite Eight, Gonzaga versus Virginia and Kansas versus Iowa. In the West region, I got Gonzaga beating Virginia. Virginia doesn't score at all. I've said that 1,000 times, and Gonzaga is a monster. So if this matchup happens, Gonzaga's taking it. And then you have Kansas-Iowa, which might be one of the best matchups in the tournament. You could go either way with this matchup, but I really like Kansas. I really think they're going to be coming off a few great wins, and I think they match up a lot better with Iowa than Iowa does with them. So I'm taking Kansas to go to the Elite Eight to play Gonzaga. And finally, to finish out the West region, we have Gonzaga versus Kansas. I'm sorry, folks, but in the West region, if you're picking anyone but Gonzaga to come out, you're probably going to be wrong. Gonzaga drew one of the easiest brackets in this March Madness tournament. And if they don't get to the Final Four, it is just a slap in the face to everyone that picked them. So Gonzaga is my first Final Four pick on the West region. Now, moving on to a completely new region of the bracket, the East region, which reps my Michigan Wolverines as the number 1 seed. Although I'm not feeling too good about their chances. So, first round in the East region. We have Michigan versus Texas Southern. Texas Southern, I actually watched the other night, played their play-in game. They're strong, and they can shoot the ball pretty well. They play okay defense. They have an okay zone. But if Michigan plays their game and figures it out without Livers, they have this game no sweat. So I'm taking Michigan to move on to the second round. After that, we have number 8 LSU versus number 9 St. Bonaventure. St. Bonaventure is no slouch, but LSU has been grinding all year for this spot. LSU has been gritty and has won 4 out of their last 6 in the last 2 weeks. I'm taking LSU to win this game, but this is a matchup that you'd want to switch and if you have multiple brackets. Take St. Bonaventure one time, take LSU the other time. In the next matchup, we have number 5 Colorado versus number 12 Georgetown. Georgetown is on a high after their coach Patrick Ewing led them to their conference title championship, and they haven't lost a game in 2 weeks. Colorado also has a really great win this season against USC, so you could go either way with this matchup. If you want to pick a good upset, pick Georgetown, but if you want to go for the team that's probably going to win 70 out of 100 times, go for Colorado. I'm picking Colorado, sorry. Next round, we have Florida State versus UNC Greensboro. Florida State is an extremely strong team and probably the best 4 seed in this March Madness tournament. Obviously, USC Greensboro won their conference title. They're one of the Cinderellas you could maybe pick, but Florida State's super strong, and a lot of analysts are picking them to get to the Final Four out of this bracket. So if you pick anyone other than Florida State for this matchup, you're probably not going to be right. Next up, we have number 6 BYU versus number 11 UCLA. I have BYU winning this game just because UCLA barely beat Michigan State last night, and Michigan State is kind of ass, as we know. So I'm taking BYU to win that matchup. BYU almost beat Gonzaga earlier this year, like I think 3 weeks ago. So they're a really strong team. Next up, we have number 3 Texas versus number 14 Abilene Christian. Abilene Christian is not a very good team. I watched them earlier this year in one of their matchups, and they're only here because they won their tournament. So Texas, extremely strong team. Pick Texas to win this matchup. Winding down the East region, we have number 7 UConn versus number 10 Maryland. Watching Maryland in the Big Ten tournament was entertaining. Marcel plays really great defense, and they are a pretty good team. But UConn is just a monster. UConn's been playing great all year. They are on a momentum high. They won their conference tournament. I really do like UConn, and I think they could do some serious damage in this tournament and maybe upset Alabama in the second round. Moving on to the final matchup in the East for the first round, we have number 2 Alabama versus number 15 Iona. Alabama's great. They're the number 2 seed. There's not really much you can say about 2 versus 15. I'm always going to take the 2 seed in these situations. So I'm taking Alabama to win that round. On to the round of 32 in the East region, we have Michigan versus LSU, Colorado versus Florida State, BYU versus Texas, and UConn versus Alabama. Let's get into the matchup of Michigan versus LSU. Many analysts are picking LSU to knock Michigan off in this spot because LSU is gritty and Michigan will be without Livers. I can't say I can't blame them because Livers is a huge part of this Michigan team. And without him, some nights they're going to have off night shooting and they might just get bounced. Personally, though, I don't think Michigan loses this matchup against LSU. I think they'll probably lose against Florida State in the next round, but I think Michigan will squeak out and at least make it to the Sweet 16. Next up, we have Colorado versus Florida State. As I said before, Florida State is an extremely strong team. Colorado is also very good. They're an okay 5 seed, but Florida State shoots the ball at a phenomenal clip. They play phenomenal defense, and they're a great team. So I'm taking Florida State to win that matchup. Next up, we have BYU and Texas. Now, in my other bracket, not my official bracket, but my secondary one, I have BYU upsetting Texas in this matchup. Some people have Texas making the Final Four, but I don't know if they're built for it, especially if they have to go through Alabama. In this matchup, personally, I'm taking Texas because this is my official bracket that I'm trying to win some cash in. But if you want to go for a sly underdog pick, you could pick BYU. I don't think it's a bad pick. And winding out the round of 32 for the East region, we have UConn versus Alabama. I don't care what you say, folks. I think UConn upsets Alabama in this game. Alabama's strong, and they've showed a lot of great promise this year. But this is my Cinderella for this year, UConn. The number 7 seed UConn, they're really, really good, and I think they can beat Alabama. So I'm taking UConn to move on to the Sweet 16. Now to the Sweet 16 for the East region. We have Michigan, Florida State, and Texas and UConn. So, personally, with my hometown bias, I'd love to pick Michigan for this game, but I don't think they have it in them. I think Florida State upsets. I don't think Michigan can win 3 in a row in March Madness without Livers, and we'll look to next year for Michigan to be a phenomenal team, bringing in 3 5-stars. So book it. It hurts to say. Florida State will move on to the Elite Eight from the East region. And then we have Texas versus UConn. I don't care what you say, folks. I got UConn winning this game, moving on to the Elite Eight to play Florida State. And finally, for the Elite Eight to pick who will go to the Final Four from the East region, you have Florida State and UConn. In my bracket, I think UConn's Cinderella run ends here. I think Florida State's a phenomenal team, and I think Florida State goes to the Final Four and will match up against Gonzaga. Now to the right side of the bracket. We're almost halfway there. All right. Moving into the South region, we have the number one matchup is Baylor versus Hartford. Baylor, they've been one of the top 3 teams all year. Hartford, they played their play-in game. They're okay, but they're not Baylor. Book Baylor to win that game. Next up, we have a great matchup between North Carolina and Wisconsin. Wisconsin showed a lot of promise at the beginning of the year and were honestly really strong, but since then, they've fallen off. They were projected to be a 3 seed in November, and now they're a 9 seed. North Carolina, on the other hand, is on the upswing instead of the downswing like Wisconsin. Book North Carolina to win that game. Moving on, we have Villanova versus number 12, Winthrop. I've never even heard of Winthrop. If you want to pick an upset, you can pick them, but it's Villanova, people. They've won 3 national championships in the last 10 years. Book Villanova. Moving on, we have Purdue versus number 13, North Texas. Purdue has been playing great lately. They won one game in the Big Ten tournament, and they are on the upswing. I'm taking Purdue all day in this matchup. Next up, we have another one of my favorite teams in this March Madness tournament, Texas Tech. Tech is honestly extremely strong. They made it to the national championship 2 years ago against Virginia, and they are a program that is definitely hot right now. They're going to play Utah State, and I really don't see a situation in which Utah State wins that game, so I'm booking Texas Tech to move on to the next round. Winding down the South region now, we have number 3 Arkansas versus number 14 Colgate. Colgate is pretty strong. I watched them in 2 games this year, but Arkansas is a 3 seed. They're also very strong. That could be a potential Cinderella, but I'm picking Arkansas. Moving on, we have number 7 Florida versus number 10 Virginia Tech. Virginia Tech has been good in the 2000s, but they've been has-beens in the last 5 years, so I'm picking Florida. They're the higher seed. Florida's strong. Not a bad pick. And winding down the last pick for the round of 64 for the South region, we have Ohio State versus Oral Roberts. What kind of name is Oral Roberts for a school? I'm picking Ohio State to win that one all day. They almost beat Illinois in the Big Ten championship, and they're an extremely strong team. Now on to the round of 32 for the South region. We have Baylor versus North Carolina. I'm taking Baylor. They're extremely strong. I think they'll have a really deep run in this tournament, and North Carolina making it to the round of 32 is a win in itself for them. Next up, we have Villanova versus Purdue. Some can argue that Villanova would upset Purdue, but they lost a lot of games this year, and they had to postpone almost half their season because of COVID-19. I don't think they're going to be in the groove. I'm taking Purdue. Moving on, we have Texas Tech versus Arkansas. Texas Tech is another Cinderella I'm picking this year just because I think they're extremely strong, and they could be a sleeper to win this tournament. So I'm taking Texas Tech to beat Arkansas and the fact that you need some Cinderellas in your bracket. And the final matchup for the round of 32 for the South region, we have Florida versus Ohio State. I think Florida's going to make this a really great game, but the showing that Ohio State gave me against Illinois in the Big Ten championship game makes me think that Ohio State is really ready to play right now, especially with EJ Liddell and the way he's playing lately. So I'm picking Ohio State to beat Florida in that matchup. Winding down, we are in the Sweet 16 of the South region. Now we have Baylor versus Purdue. Purdue will make this a great game, but I really don't see them beating Baylor. Book Baylor to move on to the Elite Eight. And then we have Texas Tech versus Ohio State. I love Tech, but just like I did with UConn, I think their run ends here. I don't think they're going to beat Ohio State. So I think Ohio State moves on to play Baylor in the Elite Eight. And the last matchup for the South region, I have Baylor versus Ohio State. And personally, as much as it pains me to say it, I have Ohio State beating Baylor to move on to the Final Four. That'll wrap it up for our South region. Let's finish up this bracket with the Midwest region. We have number 1 Illinois versus number 16 Drexel. And Illinois has been so great all year. They put the brakes on Michigan, and they are purely a solid team that's built to win the whole thing. So Illinois, they win this matchup quite easily. Next up, we have Sister Jean's Loyola Chicago versus Georgia Tech. Loyola had a great Cinderella run in 2018 when they played Michigan in the Final Four, but I really don't see that happening again. Just for Sister Jean's sake, I'm going to pick them in the first round, but they're not going to beat Illinois in the second round. Next up, we have 5 Tennessee versus number 12 Oregon State. I hate Oregon State as an Oregon fan, so this pick was strictly just get Tennessee and not Oregon State. So I'm picking Tennessee to move on. Next up, we have number 4 Oklahoma State, led by the number 1 NBA prospect, Cade Cunningham, versus number 13 Liberty. I'm picking Oklahoma State. Cade Cunningham's a monster, and I really think Oklahoma State can be another great Cinderella in this tournament. After that, we have number 11 Syracuse versus number 6 San Diego State. I'm taking Syracuse just for the fact that they're a big-name program, and I like upsets in this spot, so I'm taking Syracuse. After that, we have number 3 West Virginia versus number 14 Morehead State. West Virginia is another team that I really like. I've watched them multiple times this year, and I really think they have a great team, great program, and I think they win this game quite easily. After that, we have Clemson-Rutgers. Clemson, I mean, it's Rutgers, people. Butgers, as we've said in the past on this show. But I'm picking number 7 Clemson to beat Rutgers. After that, finally wrapping up the first round, we have Houston versus Cleveland State. Fun fact, my girlfriend picked Houston to win the whole thing. We'll see how that works out. But obviously, taking Houston here, they're the 2 seed. Cleveland State's not going to do anything to them. On to the round of 32 for the Midwest bracket. We have Illinois versus number 8, Loyola Chicago. I said it before, Illinois is going to beat the brakes off them. After that, we have Tennessee versus Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State, monster team, Cade Cunningham. They win that game easy. Moving on, we have number 11 Syracuse versus number 3 West Virginia. Syracuse's run ends right there. West Virginia takes them down and moves on to the Elite Eight. Sweet 16, my bad, sorry. After that, we have Clemson versus number 2 Houston. Houston's a really strong team. Clemson can't do really anything against them. I'm picking Houston. Our final matchups to the Sweet 16 are Illinois and Oklahoma State versus West Virginia and Houston. If you want to go upset, I'd pick Oklahoma State here. Cade Cunningham's really strong. They'll probably give Illinois a run for their money, but I think Illinois is built to win the whole thing, so I'm taking Illinois. And then we have West Virginia versus Houston. I'm taking West Virginia here, people. I think they're really strong. They're one of the best three seeds in the whole tournament, and I think they beat Houston. And finally, to finish out our Midwest bracket, we have Illinois versus West Virginia. I'm taking Illinois, people. I'm sorry that it's basic. If you want to go West Virginia, you can, but Illinois is my favorite to win the whole thing, so I'm taking them. That will give us our final four of Gonzaga, Florida State, Ohio State, and Illinois. So for the national title game, I'm picking Gonzaga versus Illinois, and I'm taking Illinois to win the entire thing. As much as it hurts me to say, as Illinois has been so annoying and mean to Michigan all year, I really think they're built to win it all, people. I'm picking a final score of 74-68 and giving Illinois the win. That'll wrap it up for today's episode. If you like what we do here, please consider subscribing on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Special thanks to producer Ronia for putting together this episode. From my desk, I'm Caleb Burlingame. We'll be back next week with all things EMU sports. This has been the Fat Jury Report.